The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, with the return of Black Mirror to our small screens over the past week, we're taking a look at one of Hollywood's most intriguing and challenging genres, dystopia. I'm joined by Dee Reddy, pop culture journalist and podcaster. Dee, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you've discovered where the term dystopia comes from.
I was really, really excited, which is not something that people usually get excited about, is dystopia. But yeah, apparently the phrase was first used by John Stuart Mill in British Parliament. He used it to mean, obviously, the opposite of utopia. But it was actually in a parliamentary speech in 1868. And it was used to denounce the government at the time's Irish land policy. So Ireland has a much deeper link to dystopia than I had ever realised.
So Ireland wasn't utopia, but rather dystopia
yes,
at the time.
Yes.
Now, you've selected a few movies. There are loads of them. But the first one is Children of Men. Now, before we play a clip, tell me about the origins of this, because it's someone I interviewed many times.
Yeah, so it comes from a book by P.D. James, and it takes place in a dystopian near future in the United Kingdom. Actually, we're really near to it now, 2027, and a global infertility epidemic has meant that no babies have been born for 18 years. And that's obviously thrown the world into economic chaos, but also emotional chaos. And asylum seekers have been seeking sanctuary in the United Kingdom, and they're subjected to detention and deportation by the government. It's a fantastic, fantastic cast. You've got Clive Owen in the kind of main role, and then you've got Julianne Moore, Pam Ferris, Charlie Hunman, and Michael Caine as well.
And we'll hear a little bit of Michael Caine, quite witty in this clip.
Yes.
The Human Project gives this great big dinner for all the scientists and sages in the world. They're tossing around theories about the ultimate mystery. Why are women infertile? Why can't we make babies anymore? Some of them say it's genetic experiments, gamma rays, pollution, same old, same old. Anyway, in the corner, this Englishman sitting. He hasn't said a word. He's just tucking into his dinner. So they decide to ask him. They say, well, why do you think we can't make babies anymore? And he looks up at them, and he's chewing on this great big wing. And he says, I haven't the faintest idea, he said. But this stork is quite tasty, isn't it?
This stork is quite tasty.
Brilliant. And Michael Caine is fantastic in it. So the movie was directed by Alfonso Cuarón. And what I love about this film in particular, Pat, I think we most often think of sci-fi as the broader genre that dystopia fits in. But what Cuarón did so well with this was actually making the future as it was then seems so, so realistic. Like, they actually digitally added the Shard to the skyline in London because it hadn't been finished at the time, and they felt that that would obviously be part of the future in 2027, which it very much is.
Okay, the next one you've chosen is Civil War. Tell me about that.
This is a much more recent one. It was released last year. It is a dystopian action thriller. It's written and directed by Alex Garland, who has huge form in this genre, having been involved in Never Let Me Go, 28 Days Later, Ex Machina, and more. It stars Kirsten Dunst, who is frankly superb, one of her best roles in years, and that's saying something. Wagner Moura, Stephen McKinley, Henderson, Sonoya Mizuno, and Nick Offerman as a sort of despotic president who has essentially caused civil war. There's a number of states that are looking to secede from the United States, and the group that we follow they're a group of journalists and photojournalists. They have to make a journey across the United States to interview the president. And along the way, they meet Kirsten Dunst's real-life husband, Jesse Plemons, who's frankly terrifying.
Let's have a listen.
Just what? Just what?
You know what?
Just, what?
Just please.
Just please.
Sir, please.
Sir, yes.
Just speak. We're American journalists.
You told me that already.
Okay. We work for Reuters.
Reuters doesn't sound American.
Okay, it's a news agency.
I know what Reuters is.
Sir, okay. I'm just saying.
Just saying, just what?
Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. Well, what kind of American are you? Central American? South American?
What? Florida.
Florida. Central. What about you? Where are you from?
Chilling.
Very, very chilling. And I think that movie is a great example of what is so good about the genre of dystopia, because very often these films allow us to tackle what we are most afraid of in the present world through the guise of a future or near future. And Civil War definitely does that for me.
Now, we're going way back in time with the next one. Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, 1971. Stanley Kubrick, very famously, based on the book by Anthony Burgess. Interestingly, Andy Warhol had actually done his own adaptation of A Clockwork Orange. A lot of people don't realise that his film Vinyl is a loose adaptation of Anthony Burgess's novel, but it was. But the I suppose the official one was by Stanley Kubrick a few years later in 1971. It is very, very fast paced, full of colour. A lot of people really responded quite, negatively to it in the press at the time. Tabloid journalist claims it was responsible for a number of copycat crimes, to the point actually that Kubrick asked Warner Brothers to ban all screenings in the United Kingdom, which meant that the film was out of circulation there from 1976 until his death in 1999. And obviously we banned it for our own reasons here in Ireland from 1971 to 2000, because we would have been much stricter then. But it is, it's a terrifying film that kind of shows how state-sponsored violence can kind of impact society as a whole.
And this is a clip.
Well, if you must have it then. We go around shop-cresting and the like, coming out with a pitiful rooker full of money each.
Pitiful rooker full.
And there's Will the English and the muscle man coffee mess, though, saying English. He can fence anything that any male chick tries to crest.
Yeah.
The shiny stuff, the ice. Stuff. The big, big, big money's available is what Will the English says.
Big, big money. And what will you do with the big, big, big money? Have you not everything you need? If you need a motor car, you pluck it from the trees. If you need Pretty Polly, you take it.
Brother, you think and talk sometimes like a little child.
A little child, yeah.
Tonight we pull a man-sized crest.
Tonight's a man-sized crest.
Good! Real honor show. Yeah. Initiative comes to them that way.
I've taught you much, my little droogies. Now tell me what you had in mind, Georgie boy.
A terrifying performance from Malcolm McDowell.
Absolutely. He's just brilliant in it. But again, just speaks to what an amazing genre it is for exploring all aspects.
You've given me a list of so many more.
So many more that are definitely worth checking out. You've got Gattaca, you have got Mad Max, Idiocracy, Blade Runner, Never Let Me Go, The Road, AI, Artificial Intelligence, and, you know, Fun for All the Family as well. There's WALL-E as well, the Pixar one from 2008. So Never Let Be said there isn't something for the kids in the dystopian genre.
Dee, thank you very much for joining us. Dee Reddy, a pop culture journalist and podcaster.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.